Malcolm Turnbull's LNP government is being sworn in today. What sort of makeup are we seeing?
Well, we're not seeing a large number of changes. A few minor shuffles, a few changes in title, one fairly notable demotion, and not very many women, which is unsurprising but nonetheless extremely disappointing.
I understand there are 10 women total holding portfolio positions.
Not all of those are in cabinet, of course.
Of course. Not all of these have the same number of portfolios as they did before this election, though, do they?
No, there have been some shuffles around. I think the most notable demotion is Kelly O'Dwyer, who has lost the title of Assistant Minister and now has a more specific title related to aspects of her finance portfolio. But the loss of that title, I think, is a clear indication that the Turnbull government was disappointed with her campaign in Higgins. She's seen a very safe blue ribbon Liberal seat become marginal with the Greens, which is a fairly extraordinary outcome. And of course, there was that famous Q&A performance with the $6,000 toaster quote that became the subject of much ridicule on social media. So I think she's a clear demotion. Maurice Payne is another one who has lost a significant chunk of her portfolio, of course, with Defence Industries going to Christopher Pyne. I think that's less of a demotion and more a reflection of just how significant Defence Industries is going to be over the next couple of years, both to the Australian economy, but also in terms of some of the tensions between South Australia and Western Australia in terms of which state gets the big bucks for both manufacturing, but really significantly for maintenance of defence infrastructure. There are a lot of aspects to the defence portfolio, but actually we've seen over the last 12 months that where the big contracts go in terms of production around the submarines, obviously, but the next big challenge is going to be some of the maintenance contracts. Western Australia is lobbying very hard to be given those. Both states see that they have a claim over the control of the defence industry manufacturing and maintenance. And it's become a bit of a political hot potato, and I think that Malcolm Turnbull wants a more senior minister in charge of those negotiations, which are going to be politically very delicate.
Jos Frydenberg is being sworn in as the Environment and Energy Minister, merging those two portfolios. Some green groups are worried about what this will mean for clean energy, although, for example, the Australian Conservation Foundation says it might not be a bad idea. What do you think?
The merging of the portfolios is not in itself a bad idea. In fact, under Christine Milne, the Greens also had those portfolios merged because in recognition of the fact that actually transitioning to clean energy and to renewable energy is the best way forward for the environment in Australia. I think the biggest concern is that Jos Frydenberg is in fact very committed to coal and coal mining, and it's more the person in that portfolio than the shape of the portfolio itself per se. He'll certainly come under a lot of pressure, and it's hard to see that this is a good thing for the Australian environment.
National Senator Matt Canavan said the Nationals now have a stronger voice within the government and within the party room. How do you think this will reflect on the government's policies going forward?
Well, if the Nationals are true to their roots, then we should see a suite of policies that are more beneficial for regional Australia. Interestingly, though, I think there is an increasing disconnect between the Nationals and some areas of regional Australia on key issues of concern. Coal seam gas, for example, remains an approach to resource generation that the National Party is very committed to, at the same time that many farmers and people in regional Australia are staunchly opposed to seeing fracking happen on farms and in regional and pristine areas. So I think there are some tensions there, but ideally we will see a renewed focus on things like getting the NBN out to regional Australia. They certainly do have a greater voice. They performed surprisingly well during the election. So I think there is some pressure on Malcolm Turnbull to listen to that voice. It certainly was evident in a couple of extra ministerial spots going to members of the National Party.
Senator Nigel Scullion has kept the Indigenous Affairs portfolio despite calls from several Indigenous groups to dump him, basically. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's pretty appalling and quite disrespectful when you have a number of really significant Indigenous groups, such as the Northern Lands Council, calling for Scullion to be dumped, expressing their utter lack of faith in him as a minister, to simply return him to that portfolio in the face of that opposition, I think tells us a great deal about this government's attitude to Indigenous people. I'm not surprised, but I'm deeply disappointed with that decision.